What? What you say,
Ward? Do I need me to help you?
Oh, yeah, you can help me. Okay. All right. Yes, can you help me?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make an order.
Okay, what would you like?
One foo.
Pardon me?
Foo, one foo.
What's that?
It's a Thai dish. It's called foo.
I never heard that.
Is there a chef there? Maybe you can ask someone who is Thai. Are you Thai? Or
yeah,
you?
I'm Thai, yes.
Fufo?
What's that?
Fufo. It has rice and coconut and meat. Coconut milk and meat.
The coconut soup?
Yeah, it's called... No, but you have to put fu in it. Fu.
What does the fu mean?
It's like this stuff you put in it. You go fu, like that. You put it in, you go fu.
I think you called the wrong restaurant.
No, this is Thai restaurant. You just said you have the
soup. East South Temple.
Hey, shut up. You just said you have the soup, right, motherfucker? Yeah, right. Why did I have to curse? Just to get through the week. They're not gonna answer the second time. They don't wanna talk to me. Bobby Womack, motherfucker. Bobby Womack, kill me right now, motherfucker. Here's what we got to do. If it's love, it's electric. It'll be flowing on the street.
Wild Grape, this is Claire.
Yep. Hello.
Hello?
Yep.
Who is this?
Can I place order? Oh, this is Eddie. Can I place orders, or are you come in inside and eat on, sit down on the table and eat it in the chair?
Either or. I mean, we can do a takeout.
Yeah. You have all the things to put it in, the containers, the spaces.
Yeah, we have containers.
Okay, very nice. All right, so I'll place an order. One foo?
Yeah, give me just 1 second.
One food?
Okay, what food do you want?
Let's see. Do you have the sandwich spaces?
Wait, the what?
Sandwich. Do you have sandwich there?
Well, we have, like, burgers and stuff. Do you have a copy of our menu? Because we have a big menu.
Yeah, no, I want the burger. Just a regular hamburger machine.
Okay, so, like, a beef burger or a bison burger? Like, what do you...
Meat.
Okay, so do you want beef or bison, though?
Beefin'? What do you mean?
Do you want beef or bison burger?
I don't know what you mean by bison...
Bison, like a buffalo meat?
Oh, those are extinct. I'll take beef.
Okay, so you just want the beef burger.
Yeah, don't be ignorant.
Okay, and do you want that with fries?
Two spaces?
What does that mean?
Two spaces of fries.
Oh, okay, so you just want like an extra thing of fries?
Yeah, well, I need it cooked with heat.
Okay.
One meat hamburger cooked with heat, one bread machine, vegetables.
Well, we don't do that here. We only cook our burgers one way.
You don't have bread machines?
No.
So what do you? That's not a burger then. That's just a piece of shit fucking round pate fucking meat. you know?
Okay, hang on one second. I'll ask. Hang on.
All right.
This morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
All right. Hi, sir. I heard Claire was a little confused, and you were looking at possibly doing a to-go order.
Yeah, she's being ignorant. Burger? She's ignorant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make this happen. What would you like tonight?
One burger with meat cooked with heat.
Uh-huh.
One cheese machine, bread machine, vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you could
take fries?
Some... two spaces of fries.
Okay.
Okay, then if you can take some oil and put an egg in it and emulsify it together, add a little bit of salt and garlic powder to taste.
Okay.
Okay.
And you just want the one egg? Or do you want two eggs?
How much oil are you going to use?
I'm not sure, sir.
Can you ask?
Would you like to tell me how much oil you'd like to use?
Well, I don't know. This is not my job to know these things.
Okay.
To know the recipes. It's not my job to do that. You know, it's your job.
So how about a
your guys' job?
A tablespoon for one egg and 2 tablespoons for 2 eggs?
One egg, yeah. And you need to cook it.
Okay.
Everything needs to be cooked with heat at the end.
Okay. Would you like 1 egg or 2 eggs? We'll just double the oil from 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons.
Okay, we'll do 2, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put a little bit on the side in one container.
What on the side, sir?
A little bit of the emulsified egg and oil thing. I don't know, I'm drawing
okay.
a blank. I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm on speakerphone, motherfucker. Cunt, vagina, labia. Everyone listen to me say bad words like labia and vulva. Ejaculation.
Honey, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready for me to put that order in?
La, 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 la. La, la, la. La.
When are you going to be here?
How soon will that be ready?
10 minutes.
Okay. Do you have bathrooms there?
We sure do.
What color is the interior?
It is a sunburnt red.
Okay. Wouldn't it be a problem if I ate inside there?
No, that'd be no problem.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Sounds
good. Why don't you just come on in?
All right, honey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye. Oh, God. Enough.
For English, stay on the line.
Para continuar en español... Presione el número 2.
Family Search Indexing, this is...
No! Hello?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I was actually looking to see if you had a certain book on file in your card catalog machine.
Okay.
That was my first question.
You've reached the indexing support.
Uh-huh.
And so where are you wanting to talk to a certain family history library?
Well, I'm looking for Mr. Alabia.
Okay.
Mr. A. Labia.
Hmm.
His last name is Labia.
Well, I really don't know, how I would contact that person.
Can you have her page? Can you have Mr. Alabia page?
No, I really can't. I don't know that person.
Well, yeah, that's the whole part. That's the whole point, is finding out if they're there, because you're not going to know who they are, so how does that doesn't help me if I'm trying to find them and you don't know who I'm telling you to look for, you know?
Well, have you... What number did you call?
I called the family history machine. What is it called? Library? Family machine? Family history library machine?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you wearing?
What... May I have your name, please?
I'm wearing shorts, like blue, like basketball shorts. And then I have just like a sleeveless black shirt, and the shorts are like a dark blue mesh.
Do you have a question about family search indexing?
Yeah. Yeah, what did you have on?
That's not a question that pertains to.
Well, no, because I was there earlier. I'm trying to see if it was you that I talked to. I could let you know who that person is. But I don't know, you know, unless you tell me what you had on, what you were wearing, I'm not going to know if it was you, you know?
Well, that's really not something that I'm going to discuss with you.
Well, I'm not there. It's just to see if you're the person that I was, you know, in the area when that other person, Mr. Alabia, was around. Did you have polyester on?
Sir,
Do you have black underwear or red underwear?
This isn't something I'm going to discuss with you.
Underwear. I'm thinking about your underwear. I'm thinking about your underwear. Hello, ma'am? Are you there?
Thank you for calling. We are very anxious to answer your phone call. One of our consultants will be with you in just a moment. Please hold.
Family Search and Support, this is Elder Clark. May I have your name and phone number, please?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Elder Clark?
My name is Kevin Bonair.
Can we spell your last name, Kevin?
Bonnaire, like it sounds.
And your phone number?
It is 912-2014.
Right. Do you have an area code with your phone number?
Local 801. Aculo.
Thank you. Now, how can we be of assistance to you this evening?
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, I understand you have me on speakerphone.
No.
Then why does my computer show that you have me on a speakerphone line? My computer, it'll actually tell me if you have me on a speakerphone, sir. So you're lying.
You're not.
And you're an elder?
No, sir, I'm not.
You're the elder who lies?
I'm an elder. You're not lying, sir.
The lying elder who's a closeted bisexual?
You're not, sir. I apologize to you, but you're not on a speakerphone.
Then why do you sound like that?
Like what?
Get closer.
I'm ready to assist you if you have a question about indexing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find Aculo. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what are
you? I'm waiting for your question.
I said I'm looking for Akulo. What are you, assisting yourself? What's going on?
I'm waiting for your question about indexing support.
Seymour Akulo? Hello? Hello, you have the register of the people there, correct?
I'm sorry, but you've reached the indexing support line.
Asshole.
Is there anything about indexing that I can give you?
Asshole, vagina, labia, ejaculation, intercourse, premarital sex. Sodomism. Double penetration, oral sex, breasts, genitals, sexual organs, frottage, sodomy, gaping. Well,
fuck. Due to the overwhelming response to our latest promotion, we're experiencing delays in answering calls. If you prefer, you may utilize our full-service website at bathandbodyworks.com. Otherwise, please remain on the line, and we will assist you as soon as possible. If the nature of your call is regarding an emergency medical issue, press 1 now.
Hey,
thank you for calling customer care. This is Vic. How may I assist you?
Hey, Big Dick Vic. What's going on?
I'm well, and yourself?
I wanted to make an order machine.
Sure. I'd be more than happy to assist you with placing an order. Have you ever ordered with us before in the past?
No, I need one fool.
Say that again.
One fool?
I apologize. I'm not familiar with that.
Fool?
I apologize. I'm not familiar with that. What are you referring to?
Oh, well, I mean, you can keep doing your thing then, I guess, if you don't understand things.
I don't know exactly what you mean, sir. Oh. I apologize.
Well, preferably, look, I'm dating this girl, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm married, but she's kind of like my mistress, right? Because she's one of my employees at work at our business that me and my wife own.
Okay.
And she has a skin condition, so I'm trying to get her like a cream, some kind of cream that'll help out with that skin condition, maybe get rid of the problem. So I don't know if you could give me a recommendation on a lotion or a cream. I could let you know. Well, you know what kind of?
I most certainly can.
Okay.
And I do apologize for the miscommunication, but I'm glad we are on the same page. I would be happy to.
I'm glad
let you know which items I think.
I'm glad we
will work best for that.
Yeah, I'm glad we got over that. Came together totally. All right. So how do we go?
So I can tell you under our True Blue Spa line.
Yeah.
That is our product line that specializes in the functionality of the products more so than the fragrance. As I understand, most people with any type of skin condition are allergic or don't react well to any fragrance type stuff. So the True Blue Spa line is not that. It doesn't have any heavy fragrances. The standard body cream of this product line is our Super Rich Body Cream. The nickname for it is Lay It On Thick. This comes in a 10-ounce tube, and it also comes in a larger size as well. Give me just a second. I can't remember.
Will this assist her with her skin problem that she has?
That is correct. I have spoken to many customers that have said that our True Blue Spa products are the only products that they have helped them with. I've spoken to a lady who is a rancher in Montana. She says she has extremely dry skin, and the lifestyle she lives being a rancher only contributes to that. And she uses our super softening hand cream. It is called Look My New Hands. That's a nickname for it.
Well,
but she also uses our foot cream as well.
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily the girl's like moisture level. She has a different kind of skin problem. I don't know if maybe you've dealt with it specifically or not.
What type of problem are you referring to?
It's like dark skin, very dark skin.
Can you elaborate?
She has a lot of dark pigmentation all on her skin from like head to toe.
You mean like spotted spots?
No, it's one color the whole way around. But very dark, you know?
All right, I don't know what you're asking me.
She has a skin problem. Her skin is very, very dark. It doesn't look normal. And that causes her a lot of problems. She says that it causes her a lot of problems, so I wanted to try to help her out.
I'm not familiar of any skin conditions that are of dark pigmentation that cover you from head to toe that give you a lot of problems.
Well, she was real upset. She came into work. She had gotten pulled over. She said it was for no reason, that it's just because of her skin problem, she was saying. And that she wished she could get rid of it, but she couldn't, you know, that it wasn't possible. And then I started looking into, like, skin problems. And I told her, I think there's something I can do about that, you know? Do you have any familiarity with this kind of skin issue?
I believe so. One moment.
Okay. Hi.
So, sir, if you would like to place an order for any of our merchandise, I would be more than happy to do that for you.
What happened? What changed?
But it doesn't sound like you're requesting a product that we carry.
What do you mean? What changed? What changed? What happened?
I don't know of any skin conditions that any type of body cream or lotion could resolve that would pertain to a person being pulled over.
Well, she just has very dark skin. She said that's a problem. Like, you know, you look at me and I'm more like Caucasian, light-skinned, you know? And like when we hold hands, when you look together, the other side, it looks like, you ever get one of those cookies that's chocolate on the one half and then vanilla on the other half? Or like white frosting on the one half and then chocolate on the other? It looks kind of like that.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I've never had one of those cookies.
Yeah, it really creeps.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, it creeps me out, like, when her darker fingers are in between mine, like, when we hold hands and I look at it, it looks kind of odd, you know? Like, did you ever see the movie poster for that movie, Jungle Fever?
No, I haven't. I'm too young for that.
Oh, well, look it up. You know, you can look it up on the Google.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, but we're looking to get more something like a chocolate vanilla swirl thing going on instead. You know, like chocolate and vanilla. You have anything that has chocolate vanilla in it? Chocolate and vanilla swirl?
No, sir.
Well, what can you do for me then, damn it?
I apologize, sir. I'm not going to tolerate any profanity.
Well, you're one uppity boy. You know that?
Yes, I kind of figured that was the case, sir.
Yeah.
And I do apologize for this. Mm-hmm. Is there any other questions or anything else that I could do for you, sir?
No. No, unless you can transfer me to your overseer.
Sure. You would like me to transfer you to my overseer, sir?
Yes, make it so.
I would be more than happy to do this for you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, Milkman, you can hear me, but I can't. I can kind of hear you coming through the speakers. It's kind of messed up on my end. Yeah, say something now. Hello, Milkman. Hello.
You're allowing loyalty team to put all those apples in your day. I'm Kim, and we'll be getting you to a team member shortly. In the meantime, if you'd like to hear the joke of the day, please press 5.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Stacy, and I'm with the customer loyalty team here at Zappos. And here is your joke of the day. Why did the lazy man want a job at the bakery?
Why?
So he could loaf around.
I like that one. That was good. That's a good one, right?
All right. I know, but with the pita bread, then it would be flat loaf, so how would it be round?
Thanks for allowing our customer loyalty team.
Thank you for calling Zappos. This is Daniel.
SKU number 7595997.
Okay, the Nike sports bra. Did you want to make a purchase for that?
Well, I had a question.
Okay.
In your opinion, what do you think of the bra itself, the picture on the lady?
I think it's fine. It's pretty basic. For exercise. Nothing too fancy.
Yeah, she looks pretty good, right? She's got a nice tan, a nice smile, nice. Her hair is done up really nice. She has nice facial features. Yeah.
Do you want to purchase this, or is there something else that I can help you with?
Well, you notice how she has this girl here has a nice tight belly too. You see that?
Okay, sir. Is there anything Zappos related that I can help you with?
Yeah, with this item here.
Okay, I'm not going to go into details about the model with you. Do you want to make a purchase?
Yeah.
Okay, which color?
One model, the woman. I purchase her.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect.
No.
The model, but if you have
no, can you put me through to a manager?
You're 24/7.
Can you put me through to a manager?
To a manager, I can transfer you to my resource desk.
Well, hurry up.
Okay, one moment, please.
And she hung up. Wow.
Emphasizing the man in manager.
She hung up.
They said,
oh, that's pretty cold.
Some kind of nature.
Some kind of
air bait.
Some kind of soul.
What the hell is this song, dude?
It's called Some Kind of Nature.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what it was. Huh?
You don't like it?
It's all right. It's kind of sound like that Meat Spin group, man, but a little bit slowed down.
Oh, that's ignorant.
Team to put a little Zappos in your day.
You're ignorant.
Thank you for calling.
Katie K.
Hey.
Okay.
Evening. Yeah, SKU number 806-5140.
All right, let me pull up that SKU number here.
All right.
Under a Heat Gear Alpha Bra.
What was that?
Yeah, is this the Under Armour UA Heat Gear Alpha Bra?
Yeah, I had a question.
Sure.
Yeah, how about this one, huh? What do you think about her?
Oh, the model?
Oh, yeah, I'd take her to Pound Town for sure. Yeah,
I'd
come all over her, that tight tummy of hers. You see that? Like, I'd pull it out and be like, bleh.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you say inappropriate things, I would have to disconnect the call.
Where do you like to finish on?
Okay, well, if you need anything from Zappos, let us know.
Are you more of a face and hair kind of guy?
She wears his sunglasses at night.
What do you like, Milkman? Where do you like?
Hey!
Where do you finish at? In the condom? Oh, I'm so romantic.
ATM?
Ew. I don't want to know.
Now, best thing is you find that little mole right there, right on the corner of the mouth, or right there on the lip. Dude, that's the perfect aiming spot. Man, or that little, like diamond jewel right on the nose.
Okay.
Those are perfect aiming spots, dude. You gotta have a target if you're gonna do it skillfully.
Is that what your girl's like?
Huh?
Nothing. Hang on.
I was going to say, I don't know where you're going with that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You know I'd never tell. That was awful. Probably a joke, man.
Oh,
SkewNumber.com. My name is Andy. How can I help this evening?
SKU number 806-5140.
I think I might have just spoken to you, actually.
Yeah, what did you think about this one?
About the item?
Yeah, I had them transfer me directly to you.
Yeah, I know. Last time I think you were being a little bit inappropriate, but did you have something I could help with?
I'll stop. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
What can I help with today?
Now, do you reckon, like, what's the policy, like, when I have to return the shoe? Don't you have, you have a pretty liberal policy, right?
Yeah, you have a full year to return. You have 365 days, and we even pay for the return shipping, as long as it's in the original packaging and original condition.
Okay.
Yeah, so, not too bad. And if you just need a new size, you can give us a call, and we can set up an exchange for you at no charge.
Okay, all right. Now we got SKU 833-9125.
All right, yeah, these Moving Comfort Metro pants.
Yeah, is that a woman or a man in this one?
Those are a woman's pants, yeah.
Well, okay, so it's a woman wearing them, of course.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect again.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man. He started laughing. I got him twice in a row.
You see, I lost the connection. Where you can't get what you want. Disconnect.
What are the chances I'll get him again? Let's find out.
That's good. Where are you calling to?
Zappos.
Where at?
California.
Thank you for allowing our loyalty. Wait. Cheers. 7.
Thank you for calling Zappos.com. My name is Sarah, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with on this Zaptastic day?
Kevin Bonaire.
Hi, Kevin. How may I help you today?
I have a SKU number, 833-9125.
All right, so we have the Moving Comfort Metro Pant?
Yeah, that is a female in this picture, right? In the model picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you talk to me like you're her, like if I told you what to say?
No, I cannot.
Oh.
Is there anything Zappos.com related I can help you with?
I was just looking at the pictures, yeah.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful
can
day.
Can I save these? I can right-click and save these, right?
If you'd like. Have a wonderful day, sir.
This is the best site ever. Thank you. The word's getting around, Milkman. There's a pervert calling.
I'm not understanding how this is happening. How could they know what's going on ahead of time? This is really alarming.
Yeah.
Candy.
Must be a slow night because they're all like, oh, God, I'm over here.
I think they're prescient, dude. They're not taking their headsets off and saying, you ought to hear this motherfucker who was just on here a minute ago talking about penises and balls. Hell, he asked me about a dildo.
Shit.
They got penises all over their computers, damn it, and Hooters.
Yeah.
That's right. This is Madhouse Security.
We are located at 210 South Rio Grande Street on the corner of 200 South and 455 West in downtown Salt Lake City. To reach an operator, you may dial 0 at any time. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you may dial it now. For a spell by name directory, press 1. For shelters, press 2. For the family shelter, press 1. For the women's shelter, press 2. For the men's shelter, press 3.
Please hold on while I try that extension.
Auto shelter, if you want to try that one too.
Your mom.
Ma'am,
Vince, that's Zach speaking.
Hey, I was. Do you still have room for the shelter machine tonight?
Shelter machine?
Yeah, where you guys have the shelter machine in there?
We check people into the shelter.
Do you still have room for... Can I sleep there, or...?
You can still come here tonight, but it won't be 10:30.
What do you mean?
Until 10:30 when we have space.
I have to wait until 10:30 to get spaces?
Yeah, that's when we'll open up the next sections.
All right, and then can I sleep there, or...?
Yeah.
Okay, how long do I have until I get kicked out?
Well, what you'd be checking in is to our overnight crisis, and then you'd be kicked out first thing in the morning about 8.
They kick me out.
It's just for a few hours, and you can check back in around 10.
Oh, okay. All right. And is it a cot or a bed, or what is I sleep on?
Depending on when you get here, we'll either decide if you're on a bed or a mat.
Okay. Can I share a bed with someone?
No.
No? I wanted to bring someone else, and I thought maybe if we shared the bed, it'd be easier to accommodate us.
Is it a female companion?
No, it's a man.
Yeah, we won't combine two males in the same bed.
Oh, you can't do two men, one bed?
Yeah, it would look bad.
Would it? Okay. Do you think they'd probably try to hurt me, the people there? They'd be like,
I don't think they'd hurt you. They'd think it'd be safer if you didn't.
Yeah, because they'd be like, oh, he's a homosexual, you know, and they'd probably try to rape us and stuff or beat us that night.
I have no idea what they would do. I would just suggest if you're that kind of state of being a person, and I'm not saying we're discriminatory here. We don't discriminate according to, we have transgenders and people are going between sex changes here, so it's not like we discriminate.
Oh, that's hot.
So if you can come in, and if you have a partner, that's fine. But I would suggest you both when you check in, just to stay in your own on your own mats or where you're at, because I know the gentleman here will probably get a little shy about it, but I would suggest you just try to watch
yourself. So we can kiss and touch and all that, because we did this in another town in the shelter. We were in the bed together, kissing and touching and joking and playing DS. And this group of them came out, and then the Reverend Snakewater, he came out and he said, "Oh, you're going to hell," and he had a noose and all that, and they made us run outside. And they, like, threw our belongings out in the street.
I would suggest if you plan on doing any of that, do it on the opposite side of our building, where the families are and stuff. You probably won't get in too much trouble over there.
I can kiss my man and I'll kiss and hug him. What's that?
Yeah, but I would suggest you do it on, like, the opposite side of the building.
So we could do it there?
You could do it, but I would suggest that you try to watch where you're doing it, because certain men will get offended.
All right. Can we use a mat outside to get comfortable and lay down and have sex?
I wouldn't say do that.
Okay. Oh, what about, like, mutual masturbation, you know?
That we don't allow.
But outside.
That's something, if you're outside doing, there's not much we can do about it, but...
Okay.
Yeah. I would suggest you watch yourself.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll watch him and watch myself. That's the whole, yeah. All right, so we'll do it, but I'll only look at myself, right? Like, we'll watch ourselves while we do it.
If you guys are doing that stuff, I couldn't care less, but I'm going to suggest that you probably want to do that away from our structure and facilities, because... clients, being male or female, or children or stuff, do have children that stay here, we'll get very offended.
Yeah, alright, so we'll point away from the building so they can't see from the inside if they look outside the window.
I would suggest you take it a block away from our structure.
Like, where do you... Ooh, well, like a block away?
Yeah, if you're going to do stuff like that, I'd suggest you do it away from the building and not in the shelter, because there's a lot of things that liable... We're non-discriminatory, like I said, but I'm just suggesting you guys probably should be careful with what you're doing.
Do you know where this California Pizza Kitchen is?
I don't.
It's right up the street, where the mall is. You know that mall up there?
You're in Gateway?
Well, yeah, well, we can go there and do it, right? And then come back?
I'm not sure what Gateway Security is going to do to you.
We got to find a place. Or we could go in the, like, the train the old Greek town station, you know?
I wouldn't know for sure. I know Gateway's got security guys that walk around, so I'd be very careful doing anything like that.
So not there, maybe, huh? All right, well, we'll figure it out. We'll probably do it, like, around close to your building. We'll get, you know... Another thing, I was thinking that we were going to go to a hotel and then give them our information and go to get a room and have sex in the room and then leave without paying.
I'm not going to tell you what to do because I really couldn't tell you that far. It's all up to you.
Okay. I guess. All right. Well, I don't know what else I can do, but we're going to have to do it somewhere. So if we... I think we'll just stick to right outside your building. We'll masturbate and then come inside. We're gonna do this around 10 o'clock. All right. Do you think you could make sure no one comes out into the back of the building around that time? Do your best.
I'm gonna warn you fairly. If cops see you out there, that they do rounds around here, you're liable to get arrested.
Yeah, but we're actually gonna keep our privates inside our pants. We have sweatpants.
If you check in, you guys are fine. I'm going to hang up now. Okay?
Okay. All right, bye. He's more than helpful, Milkman. He's like, go to the side of the building. You can probably get away with it over there.
Gateway, this is Aiko. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm good. What's up, sexy?
Are you ordering food?
Yeah. I'm staying at the men's shelter down the way, across the street.
What are you staying at?
I'm staying at the men's shelter across the street.
Okay.
Do you hand me the food before I give you the money?
What was that?
When you bring the food out, like I make an order, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you bring it out and put it on the counter in front of me and then I pay the check, or how does it work?
And you come in and then, yeah, you order. It's a restaurant, so... You'll have to get a seat at a table in the restaurant, and then we'll give you your food, and then you pay.
I have to get a table in the restaurant first?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I have to get a table in the restaurant?
Yeah.
To get my to-go order?
Oh, if you're doing to-go, no.
So do you
put... give me your order right now, and then we'll get it ready, and then you pay right when you...
Where do I go? Do I go to, like, where you're at right now on the phone?
Yeah.
Alright, and where do you put the food on the counter? Like, do you put it in front of me before I pay?
No, you have to pay before, right when you come in.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, I got your order here, I got it right here, you know, and you have the ticket on it, so you probably... I'm just trying to get my timing right, you know, so see how I'm going to get it, you know?
I mean, a pizza takes about 10 minutes to cook.
Yeah, but I want to get my timing right. So I come in, I'm like, hello, I had the order. And you're like, okay. And you put it in front of me. And then you're like, here, this is how much it is. And I hand you a $1 bill and I grab it and I go. And then you're like, oh, it was a $1 bill. You know? You're like, stop him.
No, you would have to pay before I give you the food.
You won't even put it near me?
Is this a prank phone call? Because
no,
I don't know what you're trying to ask.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what the process is.
Order, you come in, you pay, and then I give you your food. You have to pay first.
Before you put the food anywhere near me, right?
Yes.
However, you said if I get a seat, if I actually wait and get a table, that you will bring the food to me and then I pay, right?
Yes.
You actually bring the food out. Okay. All right. And do you just have the one door in the front, or is there a side exit at all?
I mean, you're kind of sounding like you want to get food and ditch, so...
I'm poor.
What are you
I'm poor
trying
and I'm
to
hung-
ask right
I'm
now?
Poor and I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Well, we don't feed for free, so...
Well, I need help.
If you come and do that, we will call the police.
I need help, please.
So,
Please,
okay,
I need help.
Well,
come
I'm
on.
Talking to you.
Don't
Thank
tell
you
anybody. Come on, please.
Come on.
Man. Corporate to the bone, milkman. She's like, uh-uh, you ain't taking that money. You ain't taking that food from where
I'm very friendly at all, actually.
I'll take a bullet for a California pizza kitchen. I should have told her I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick. I'm trying to get my timing right. With the fall of man. Alright, we're going in. Here's the layout of the California Pizza Kitchen. This is the counter. You're going to go in, and once she hands you the food, you're going to run. You can do we'll create a distraction. We're going to throw a smoke bomb inside to create a distraction. Nah, I can't say that. Right, I can't say that on the phone.
These Girl Scout cookies, man. Make a smoke bomb out of that.
Yes. I can't say that on the phone that I'm going to throw a smoke bomb. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Bomb, he said bomb. It's a terrorist threat. Call the police and call Homeland Security, the FBI, and everybody.
Tell them it's an e-bomb. You know, instead of an e-cigarette, it's like an e-bomb, you know.
Throw a flashbang. Yeah, Robitussin. Yeah, throw a flashbang. What if I took it out? Like I said, Ninja Vanish, and I threw a flashbang. And it'd be me that I'd throw right at my feet, so it'd be me that's like, on the ground. All fucked up on the ground from the flashbang. Like, okay. Ninja Vanish, huh? You remember the first Ninja Turtles movie when the ninjas came out and then the one was like, Ninja Vanish, and he threw the smoke bomb and they all disappeared? You remember that? That was so fucking cool. Yeah. The number two karate guy, because the number one karate guy was Shredder, and then there was like this other number two, he was just a Chinese guy, and he trained all the teenagers to be the foot soldiers, you know? And they had like a little mini Pleasure Island thing going on. It was like an arcade, and they got the
smoke.
Did
you have one of those toilet sets, too?
Toilet sets? What are you talking about?
The toy sets, the ninja toys. No, they had little dolls you can carry.
yeah. Toys? Yeah. I had some of them. I didn't have all of them. Michelangelo was
a little plastic doll about the size of your palm of your hand.
I don't know. Yeah.
My cousin carried his around. I think they were red. I don't know if they're red or blue. I don't know. I think they're maybe blue. I can't fucking remember. He's retarded. He carried his little toy around all the time.
Well, Ninja Turtles are green, so you're full of shit.
Well, he's probably in your age range, so that's probably why I remember it like that, because he was a lot younger than me.
They weren't GoBots?
No, I remember the stupid Ninja Turtles because he had his mask on them, and they weren't ninjas, but they still were stupid.
Be sure they weren't like WWF All Stars.
Well, it could be.
King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Natural Boy. Hulkamania. Rick Savage or whatever the fuck his name is.
Ric Flair. Woo!
MST3 Clay, man. He's our point man on that. Let's get up.
MST3 Clay does a great job in the chat room. You'd be very proud of him, Milkman. He's held it down there for the last 3 months. Yeah.
That's yeah, right there. And that's Colonel Clay himself, man.
Yeah. Alright, let's continue. Here's a Mexican grill. I don't have any ideas anymore, it seems. I'm like, I call places and they say, I want foo, or I want eggs with heat. Payday, you're a winner. Well, that was the original idea right now, right? Two men, one bed. Well, that's an old idea. But mixing it on the shelter, that was funny. I think the guy was gay. He was, like, gay-friendlier. He was like, look, I'm not...
Oh, definitely. He definitely was, man. He maybe even, yeah, he might have been bi too, but...
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's your cause?
Yeah, I only want fool.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay, so send the enchiladas. Do you want rice and beans, sir?
Yeah, what was that about?
Oh, no, it's because one of the employees was busy.
Oh, okay. He said he can't do this right now or something. He said to me, like, I can't deal with this anymore. I can't do it. And he told me, like, his heart was racing and he had chest pains. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay.
He told me he was having chest pains, that he couldn't do this anymore, and he said he had to get someone else on the phone. Why did he say that?
He seems pretty fine to me right now.
Okay, good. I want to make an order.
Okay.
Yeah, one full.
All right, what's your name?
Eddie.
Okay. What would you like today?
One full.
One what?
Full.
I don't know, man. We have burrito, salad, enchiladas, tacos, quesadillas.
I'll take a burrito salad.
Burrito salad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of...
With meat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot meat?
We have sweet pork, shredded beef,
one
chicken.
Meat.
Some steak?
Meat. Just meat.
I know, but what kind of meat, man?
Yeah, like hot meat, cooked meat, you know?
We don't have hot meat. The hot sauce are on the side.
But cooked with heat, you know? Like, you put heat, you put the meat on the grill or whatever it is, and you make heat on it, and it gets hot, and it gets cooked?
Yeah. We don't do that right here, man.
Oh, you don't do that?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, what about... did you say you have a grilled chicken burrito?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think. Okay, so I'll take one of those hold the beans.
So, chicken?
Yeah, chicken burrito, hold the beans.
Okay. All right, on the side?
No. No beans. Hold the rice.
Okay.
Hold the cheese.
All right.
Hold the cream. Hold the sauce.
Okay.
I said hold the cheese already.
Uh-huh.
Hold the wrap.
All right.
What does that leave us with?
What was that?
What does that leave us with?
The 808.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just want a chicken burrito, no rice or beans, and no sauce, and no cheese?
Yeah, and no wrap. No tortilla wrap.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, man, would you like lettuce and pico?
No.
De gallo?
No.
All right. That's the only thing that comes with it.
Okay, and hold the chicken.
So no chicken in there?
No.
All right.
And then aculo.
What was that?
Aculo.
We don't sell that right here.
You don't have aculo?
No. What was that?
Oh, okay. Okay. How much and how long will it be? Hello?
Hey.
How much and how long will it be?
It's 808 and it'll be done like in 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
What a doofus, dude. What do you mean 5 minutes? It's already done. Fuck it. If you hold everything, there's nothing. You just give them $8.
This is going to give me an empty container for $8.08.
Yeah. You get the wrapper full of air.
It's fucking a burnout, man.
They say that they win, it's okay, but let's see.
Oh, boy.
I thought for a second he was going to go for the Kulo thing there, but he didn't even go with that, man. He was just...
Delicious.
Not very cooperative.
Delicious air burrito.
Sweet.
excuse me a minute while I find somewhere else to go. Quiet. Don't make that noise. I don't like money, more money, more money, so sunny, cloud break up sound, make a wave, run a wild, wonder, funky drummer, you could get it how you wanna, who's a winner, set the dealer, every player, yeah, me, so you say, we will see, pay or play, A-OK, what you want, how you like, aim high, why not, sun, moon, and star of yours, each and every, all of yours, who's a winner, yeah, me, so you say, we will see, cloud break a danger beats. Big freak. Ha. Okay, let's eat.
Thank you.
Sweepstakes.
For the market, please press 1. For the deli and catering orders, please press 2. Press 3.
Nostril tea.
One moment, please.
Oh, I didn't have international credit.
Have international minutes.
Yeah, but I think I do now. Hello? Oh.
You deleted them?
No, I got them on my desktop, bitch.
I didn't see what right you said
here.
Then.
They're right here. Look, you see them? I'm circling them with the mouse.
Call one, maybe.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I will. Hang on. Let me open it.
I mean, there's a homo, so... Does he even come to the chat anymore?
Yeah. He has no life.
He's a wanker.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I could count on that at least.
He's making up stupid jokes now. He's writing jokes. I don't know why.
He's writing jokes in the chat now? Oh, my God.
No, he writes them to me.
You do?
He writes them and he shares them with me and Sloth and the other guys. And he's like, tell me what you think of this joke. And it's something really... I don't know where he's coming from.
No.
All right,
Wake the fuck up, you old codger. Oh, he's only like, what, 98 now? Fucker's older than me.
All right, listen, Milkman. I got the script up. I'm getting the numbers up now, right?
Oh, okay.
Stupid. Okay, stupid.
No, I thought maybe one or two numbers might be funny. You know what I mean? You'll get to blow the whole list. There's only 5,000 on there.
I do. Let's see if they pick up. I mean, there's a lot of fucking numbers on here. Oh, yeah, I gotta reformat them. Fuck. It's a pain in the ass. That's why I stopped doing them, because it was a pain in the ass to get them.
We're sorry. The number and country code you have dialed cannot be reached. Please check the
Pretty sure I'm doing it right. This is a matter of finding one that picks up, because it's a telemarketer bank of over 6,000 numbers, man. Yeah, they don't really go through. Now, I got no problem getting UK numbers and then doing this, just doing the script on them. Same thing. The numbers aren't that good, but the script is great.
Yeah, okay. Well, they may get a lot of calls too, you know. I mean,
yeah.
That's a possibility.
I'm going to save them, you know. I'll turn them over.
Yeah, save them. Might as well. What the fuck? We'll have fun with them sometime. I just thought, you know, what the fuck? I didn't know if we used the calls or not.
But I can turn them over to the arm. He might be able to do something with them, you know.
Who?
The arm. He might be able to figure something out to do with them, so.
Let me check with AMD if he wanted me to give him out or not. I know he was okay with you, man. I don't know if he wanted me to give the list out or not.
I'll send a message to the arm, see if he's interested.
Okay.
Or if he can help out, if he has time. The arm is busy lately, you know? Now, let's find businesses open in London. That's going to be tough, man. Super late over there.
Yeah, not businesses in London. Normally on Thursday nights, it's always residential calls because all the businesses are closed. Fuck, it's, what, 4 in the morning there now?
Yeah, how about I call hotels? Fuck it.
Hotels, there you go. Might be somebody awake. Call Motel 8 or Hotel 6.
Hotel 5 over there.
Yeah. Howard Johnson. There you go. Boomer Johnson.
What's the 8 for, Milkman?
Huh?
Hello? What's the 8 for in Motel 8? What do you think? I don't know.
8 hours. Sleep.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I help?
Yes, I need to be transferred. Do you have room service at this time?
Sure, I'll transfer you room service. 1 moment, please.
All right, boy. All right, that's what it runs on. Yes, I'm calling from the Royal Service, sir. The King of England himself is on his way here.
Who is?
The King of England.
There is no King of England yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
After the Queen dies.
That happened. Maybe. That happened.
Okay, then you know more than I do.
We want you to hug him. I want you to hug and kiss him, you know, and touch him. He's going to come down
what
there.
What can I do for you?
I'm calling from the Royal Service. We need you to, like kiss and hug him and talk to him and hold his hands and touch him. Where are you from? Pakistan?
No.
Are you Poland. Indian? Huh?
No, I'm not Indian.
Oh, you're not Banchod?
No.
Oh.
What can I get for you, sir?
Do you have sister?
No, I don't have a sister.
Oh, no? What about mother?
Yes, I do have a mother.
Okay, can you send her to me to come front of me?
No.
Yes.
No, I cannot.
Send mother to come front of me. And then bring yourself, and I want to put my shoe in your face. I want to touch your face with my shoe, the bottom of my shoe that I used to walk.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I walk everywhere with those shoes, and I want you to see the soles and touch your face and your lips with the shoe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Big insult where he's from, I'm sure.
Tell him you stole a bunch of those doormats from the Muslim place there and you wanted nothing to buy. 50 cents. You know, doormat fucker things they carry. Nothing against Muslims, but I just thought it was funny.
Oh, Muslims are silly.
Do you still get that call? My turban is dirty.
No, I don't think so. It's on YouTube. You should check it out. YouTube.com. I got to go off air. I have something I had to do at 10, and I'm still going. I don't want to go on anymore. Okay?
Don't have a of a fissy fit.
I want to go.
Fisty fit.
This hotel doesn't pick up. Okay, yeah, it's way later just than I realized.
Crack the door about 6 inches and stick your fist in there. Just stick your fist in there. And
what? What are you talking
about? Crack the door about 6 inches and then just stick your fist in. That's it.
Okay. Bye, milkman. I'm done. See you. Bye.
Are you going, seriously?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, I had something I was supposed to do at 10. I got to go.
All right.
It's okay. I'm 20, right. I'm 20 minutes
late. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye, milkman. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody else.